Books on Tape presents At Risk by Stella Remington. Read by Jennifer McMahon. Chapter 1. With quiet finality, the tube train drew to a stop. A long hydraulic gasp, and then silence. For several moments, no one in the crowded carriage moved. And then, as the stillness and the silence deepened, eyes began to flicker. Standing passengers peered worriedly through the windows into the blackness, as if hoping for some explanatory vision or revelation. They were halfway between Mornington Crescent and Euston, Liz Carlyle calculated. It was 8:05. It was Monday, and she was almost certainly going to be late for work. Around her pressed the smell of other people's damp clothes. A wet briefcase, not her own, rested in her lap. Nestling her chin into her velvet scarf, Liz leaned back into her seat and cautiously extended her feet in front of her. She shouldn't have worn the pointed plum-coloured shoes. She'd bought them a couple of weeks earlier, on a light-hearted and extravagant shopping trip, but now the toes were beginning to curl up from the soaking they'd received on the way to the station. From experience, she knew that the rain would leave nasty, indelible marks on the leather. Equally infuriatingly, the kitten heels had turned out to be just the right size to get wedged in the cracks between paving stones. After 10 years of employment at Thames House, Liz had never satisfactorily resolved the clothes issue. The accepted look, which most people seemed gradually to fall into, lay somewhere between sombre and invisible. Dark trouser suits, neat skirts and jackets, sensible shoes, the sort of stuff you found in John Lewis or Marx.